Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Don't call him Al, call him Lane. Lane Grindle, Brewers broadcaster, joining us from New York, City Field, where the Brewers will take on the Mets. First pitch scheduled for about an hour from now, and a much better day for baseball than it was yesterday. Lane, how did you spend the unscheduled off day?
Well, I honestly didn't do a ton. I was pretty active Wednesday. I went to the team workout, and then Josh Maurer and myself and Andrew Grumman, media relations extraordinaire from the Brewers, we caught a Broadway show on Wednesday night. That was wonderful. And yesterday, it was rainy, so I really didn't feel like leaving the hotel very much. And so I got a workout in, and I did a lot of reading and watching some Major League Baseball and just kind of some downtime, actually.
I guess it's best to have that happen now, right, for the team, the players. They're good just given one more day, and now we begin. Now we get rolling. We kick off the season.
I think so. I also think, and nobody talked about this a lot because there's a lot of travel involved in Major League Baseball, and you really don't complain about that or cry about it when it happens. But this was a team that flew on Tuesday from the West Coast to the East Coast. So an extra day to get your bearings calibrated, so to speak, is not the worst thing in the world for this team, I think. Another night of rest and just getting yourself ready to go. I think it's actually a good thing for the Brewers that the game was not played yesterday, because I think they're probably a little bit more feeling like themselves today than they would have been even yesterday.
So, Lane, when do you think Jackson Chourio found out he would not only be starting in right field but hitting leadoff today?
Well, we were just with Murph about an hour ago, and he said he didn't even tell him. He just filled out the lineup card, and that's the way it is, because they did the whole celebration of you made the roster, you're going to be there on opening day, when they informed him about 8 or 9 days ago. And so at this point, Murph is, and if you've been around Murph, you kind of understand his MO. He's like, look, you made the roster, you're on the team, you're here to do a job now, and that's to be the guy we think you are, and to come out here and lead off and be a productive leadoff hitter for us. So there wasn't a big ceremonial display of, hey, you're starting and you're going to be the leadoff guy, but I think it's probably a pretty cool feeling for Jackson internally when he sees the card and he sees the confidence this organization had in him in the offseason to give him the deal, then to let him be on the opening day roster, and now the manager to put him at the top of the card. It's really a cool thing. This guy is only 20 years old by a couple of days, essentially, at this point, and he's going to have a lot of pressure on him, but I think he's the kind of guy that is ready to accept that and embrace that and go out and perform.
All right, can we compare and contrast home openers, New York versus Milwaukee? I mean, have they been out there since 5 a.m.? What are they doing compared to what we do?
Yeah, I mean, nobody does opening day like the Brewers do. It's such a unique setting with the tailgating and just the way the whole city really just rallies, in the state, in fact, rallies around the fact that it's an unofficial holiday. I don't have that vibe, but opening day in New York City is pretty cool, and they didn't get to have it yesterday. The Yankees were on the road playing the Astros. Of course, the Brewers and Mets got postponed, so the city's excited that baseball's returned once again. It's a big baseball town, of course, and you can feel a little bit of a buzz, but it's a different dynamic for sure. It's not the same as it is in Milwaukee at all.
Just looking at some of the headlines, let's see here, scrolling through social media, Corbin Burns is going to win the Cy Young, and Fire Council. Those are the big things trending on social media today.
Yeah, I watched that game last night. That was an entertaining game. If you had no rooting interest, most of us probably had a rooting interest. And it probably turned out the way we wanted it to, right? With the Rangers finding a way to win in extra innings. But that was a wild one. There was a lot going on in that game last night with the wild pitch that shouldn't have been. It was actually a foul ball, and then the walk-off at the end. But it's just fun to have baseball back. I mean, it really is. And I did watch Corbin yesterday, too, and he looked like Corbin. He's a great pitcher. That's the reason that the Brewers were able to get a pretty good return for him with D.L. Hall and Joey Ortiz when they made that deal. So It's going to be a fun year. I'm so excited to see this offense and see what they can do. And I think the moves the Brewers made in the offseason, guys, were really focused on being better against left-handed pitching. I mean, that Rhys Hoskins, Gary Sanchez, those guys are here for a reason. And I think they add a little bit more thump to this lineup, a little bit more length to this lineup, again, especially against left-handed pitching. And you've got a lineup today with 8 right-handed hitters in it, essentially. I mean, Blake Perkins is a switch hitter, but of course, he'll hit from the right side against Quintana. The only lefty in the lineup is Yelich. So we're going to see some of these additions to the Brewers lineup, whether it be internal promotions or outside acquisitions in the offseason, and see if they can pay dividends right away.
Text line is blowing up, Lane. People want to know what show you saw off on Broadway.
We saw Tommy, which it's the opening weekend of it. It's the Who's. It was around back in the day, and they've redone it. And the lighting and the special effects for a Broadway show. I've never been to a Broadway show, so I had nothing to compare it to. But I was blown away by it. I thought it was great. Tremendous, tremendous talent that was on stage. And, of course, anytime you can get a soundtrack with The Who, that's right. A pretty good start, right? So it was great. I loved it.
Digging that. Looking forward to the call today. Brewers baseball coverage gets underway in about 20 minutes.
Will you say, if there's a home run call, will you drop a Pinball Wizard reference?
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm not going to promise anything. You're going to have to listen. Maybe I'll work it in.
All right.
Fair enough. The game will be on, no doubt about it. Lane, appreciate you, man. Good job in the organ, too. I don't know how you played that while conducting
this
interview.
I have 4 kids. I know how to multitask, Greg. You see me every day at the bus stop. I mean, I know how to do a lot of things at once.
That's a good point. They've been at our house a lot over the last month. It's been a lot of fun. We'll see you soon, pal. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.